Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Shauna Hibberts has been a bilingual early childhood educator for 20 plus years. She's worked in and out of the classroom, caring and teaching for over 10,000 children. Currently, Shauna is working with families providing personalised childcare services. She is a wife and mother of two adult children and experiencing the empty nester life. Shauna has a Storytime series on YouTube for children called Storytime with Mrs. Shauna. She has also written articles on everything childcare on her website as an added resource for families. Hi, Shauna. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Let's get going.
All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about what's happening for you right now, where you are right now?
Where I am right now is I'm currently working on my online brand, which is called eNanny Link. And what I'm doing is creating a community where I can reach as many families as I can to create a space where I can provide information and resources on everything childcare. I've been in the early childhood field for over 20 plus years, and I've cared and taught for joyfully over 10,000 children, and I still care for children today. And so I'm just trying to create a more atmosphere on and offline in which I can connect with many families.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. That's a lot of children.
It is.
Yeah. So what's actually been your story? Where have you been to get to this point?
Yes, I started off in a preschool classroom when I was very young. And I always had a knack with children. Children always kind of were magnetic to me. Like I could go anywhere and a child would wave at me, speak to me, or next, you know, I'm in a grocery store even to this day. Kids are around me in the grocery store. The parents are looking for them. And I'm like, whose child is this? So I decided to, you know, go to school for it because it seemed like it was a natural progression for me. So I went and pursued the early childhood education and I started in a classroom. And then I ended up having my own home childcare business for a long time because I had children of my own and I wanted to work from home, but I needed to keep an income coming. So I decided to tap into that and that worked out for many, many years. And then, took a break from that for a little bit and decided to fly with the airlines because it was always on my bucket list to be a flight attendant. And so when I was a flight attendant, they found out about my early childhood background. I always had the young children's travelers. So I was having the children in the air. I had to work with the children at the travel clubs, which was natural for me. It came easy for me. For a lot of people, that was not their background. So it really worked out for me. And then when I stopped flying and came back down to the ground, as we call it, I decided to provide personalized child care for families in their homes. So help them out. So I currently have private clients. So I've been doing that for the last 10 years.
Wow. I just love it. I love how you said about your bucket list too. And you actually went out there and did something about that was on your bucket list. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's one of the huge things that I love doing too with my groups and clients is make sure they've got a bucket list. So I actually call it an adventure list now. Because too many people think they have to wait till they're near dying before they do them. But
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. We got to do it now, today.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what makes life exciting, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yes. That's fantastic. So with the different times of change for you, were there tipping points? Like was there a reason why you left the childcare to go and do the flight attendant? A specific reason? Yeah.
Yes, there was. So I had a home child care business and that was working well. It got to the point where I couldn't grow anymore. And I felt this need to be able to, I was very passionate about working with children. It was just that the business that I had, the structure, the state that I lived in, and the county that worked with me on helping me provide these resources and helping me provide childcare for my community, there was no room for growth. So I decided to take a break and sit back and regroup and try to figure out what to do. Meanwhile, I still had to work. So I decided, why not do something that I've always wanted to do, you know, while I was thinking about what my next move was. And I think that's important when you're making transitions, is sometimes we can find ourselves in places where we may be discouraged or like really frustrated, which we all have frustrating moments in our lives. And I think it's important to just kind of try to figure out how to view that or experience that as moments rather than it really taking us down to different, you know, roads that we don't want to go down, and then put ourselves in the most inspiring place in which we can think and seek clarity and figure out what to do next. It's not easy. It's so much easier said than done. But when I think back on my life, I remember like all the frustrating moments and what kind of helped me turn it around, even if it was like a song. Sometimes it could be music, you know, whatever inspires you, taking a vacation or something like that. Just seeking clarity, I think is, for me, is ongoing. It's never ending.
Yeah. What about, has it been like lightning bolts for you, or is it mainly the slow rumble that kept you going and then you made changes after a period of time?
I would say sometimes it was lightning bolts where it was like the aha moment, like the answer was in front of me all this time kind of deal. And then there were times where it was like still trying to seek those answers. And I believe there's different seasons in our lives too. You know, there's a time where we need to be still. There's a time where we need to really listen to our body. And I'm a firm believer in journaling and writing and just writing down your feelings, what you're going through. There's so many things that can come away from writing that you could discover about yourself. And sometimes the answers are right there in your journal.
What about challenges that you've had along the way? Anything that made you want to throw in the towel?
Yes. So, you know, the period between going from teenage to early adulthood. So trying to figure out how to fit college in, working, and taking care of a family. I had family at the time. It was a lot. It was, you know, I was juggling a lot of balls in the air. When I ended up having the home childcare business, I was still going to school. And it was really hard. And I was really thinking about stopping on more than one occasions because I just couldn't. I was managing the business for 12 hours and I was taking night classes and online classes. And then our sons were growing up and I wasn't sure, you know, I knew it was important that I had something under my belt. So I wanted to continue my education, you know, and I ended up finishing, thank goodness. But there was many times where I just was like, I can't do this. This is just, you know, it's too much. It's overwhelming, you know, and sometimes I can get paralyzed. Sometimes I feel paralyzed. I feel like I can get paralyzed now. The difference between back then and now is that I'm learning to move through the fear, because sometimes there's a lot of fear that comes your way and you can become frozen in that fear, like a deer in the headlights, trying to figure out how do I get out of this space. So There were plenty of times where I just wanted to throw in the towel, and I wasn't even sure if I wanted to go back working with children after the airlines. I was at a loss. I was thinking about going back to school. I was really trying to reinvent myself. And, you know, the older you get, things change so quickly in the world and you're still trying to stay relevant. And sometimes that means you have to go back and brush up on some skills, or you have to learn something new. Or, for example, eNanny Link, my brand that I'm working online, I mean, it just came to life last year. I wrote about it for 3 years. I was scared to show my face on social media. In 2017, I started a YouTube channel. I have a Facebook business page. I have a website. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest. I'm in all these blogging groups, YouTubing groups. All in 1 year, I just like went ballistic. Like, I gotta learn all this stuff. I'm behind the eight ball, you know. People gotta know who I am, you know. But we have to constantly reinvent ourselves. And when we get frozen and paralyzed, sometimes I feel like somewhere in there, there's that beauty of trying to cross over to a new growth level. It's just trying to figure out how to move past the fear and the self-doubt.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, something I talk about with my clients is analysis paralysis. We overanalyze things and we get scared about things and then we just don't do anything. So it's just taking those small steps, isn't it? Just to start and go in one direction and then you can actually zig and zag, whatever comes up, like reinventing yourself, like you said. Yeah. So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Did you have a big vision?
I do have a big vision, actually. So my goal is again back to helping as many families as I can through my brand, and it's just I want to take it to a space where right now I'm one-on-one with clients, and what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get to a space where I have the full freedom and flexibility with my scheduling to be able to travel and to meet as many families as I can. I'm big time into literacy for children, providing books for children, and which is why I started a YouTube Storytime channel on YouTube, because I understand that today our children are glued to the screens, and I was trying to figure out how do I meet the child that's online. So I decided to create that. And the other thing is, you know, a lot of our children are losing their love for reading, for literature. They're not picking up books. They're not, you know, so I was trying to figure out how do I bring that fun, that element of fun back to it. So on my channel, I not only read stories, I'm bilingual, so I speak Spanish too. So I have bilingual stories on there, and I have like puppets and all kinds of things, activities that goes along with it, just to explore and help the child to understand that you can take a book and you can do so much with it. It can take you across the world, you know? So that's my goal, is to just really be in the space where I can control my schedule, where I can go out and travel and meet children all over the world and promote the love for literacy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. You know, being out there and letting yourself be seen on all the different media and that, has that been like an ignition point for you? That's when things started taking off, when you allowed people to see who you were?
Yes, it was, because I think what I hear a lot from the families that follow me is that they feel like I'm bringing something a little different to the table, because not only am I a mom, I'm an early childhood educator. And so what I'm doing is I just mirror them together and just sharing what I found was helpful for me when I was raising my boys at home, because it is a struggle sometimes. Sometimes we don't like to share parenting struggles, but it's hard. You know, parenting can be hard, and there's ups and downs, there's joys, there's love, there's all kinds of emotion that goes along with it. You know, I'm in an empty nester space now. And now that I'm where I'm at now, I look back and I'm like, there's so many things I could have done differently. And I just want to help those parents and let them know, you know, you're doing the right thing here, or you might want to tweak this here, you know. But yeah, I'm a proud parent though. I really did the best that I could. And I appreciate what I see in our young men now, because they'll be 29 and 24. So,
wow. Yeah. What new possibilities have opened up for you then by doing all this?
So I've been on podcasts. I love podcasts. I think podcasts is a very important part of technology and moving forward and getting the word out. I've been zoomed in on interviews. I've gained a couple of business coaches along the way that are actually helping me with shaping my brand and helping me get to the point where I'm actually creating consultation services right now and different products and services. I'm also in the middle of self-publishing my first children's book that will come out in August. And I'm also landed into the Thousand Ripples project, which I'm excited about. So I wrote a piece for them that's going to be included in their book that's coming out in August. So I'm excited.
Oh, it is. It's really exciting. And talking about exciting things, what's the most exciting thing about the future for you?
The future right now is just becoming an author. Yeah. Being a writer, I enjoyed that. I've been sitting on that for 10 years. now I feel like I've finally gotten to the point where I'm confident enough to share my inner self. Because I feel like that's what your writing is. This is such a raw space about who you are when you put pencil to paper, and then for someone to read it, and you know, then there's that fear of, oh, are they gonna like it? How are they gonna feel about this? So I do blog. I have quite a bit of articles, and I was always afraid to hit published. You know, I'm still nervous when I do YouTube videos, and I just I've been on it a year and a half now, and I'm still nervous every time I do a video. So my husband always tells me that's a good thing. That means I want, you know, the best work out there, and I'm doing the best, and it, you know, so yeah. I'm excited about becoming an author.
Yeah. I love that. Can't wait to see what you put out there.
Thank you.
Let's have a change in pace. Would you like to do the speed round?
Sure.
Okay. What's your favorite book?
Adult or children? I'm sorry.
Oh, whatever you like. I've had people say, you know, both children ones and adult ones.
That's good. So right now I would say The Book with No Pictures by BJ Novak. It's a kid's book, and it's literally in black and white. There's no pictures in this book. But when you read it to children, you have to do exactly what the book tells you. And it makes adults look very clownish. You have to make crazy sounds like, and then the kids are looking like, are you going to say that? You know, and kids laugh so hard. It's like one of the best sellers. And for a book that has no illustrations in it, it's amazing, because the kids feel like they're in power as far as controlling your behavior for you to be silly. It's a space for parents and adults to become silly. So I really, really enjoy that story.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to have to look that one up, because I love things that, you know, make us as adults have fun and get that inner child back out and, you know, really be on that child's level. So that would be fantastic, that one.
Yeah. Yes.
What about a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Honestly, it would be my husband. He's my number one mentor. So we'll be married this Friday, 16 years. And and been together for 23 years. So yes, those moments of frustrations and being stuck that I was telling you about, he helped me through those years when we were boyfriend and girlfriends, fiance, then husband and wife. So he's still my sounding board. He's the first person that I run to when I feel like I'm hitting a wall.
Wonderful. What daily ritual works best for you?
Meditation. Before I start my day, I meditate, and before I go to bed, I find if I skip it or if I cut it a little too short, I deal with some serious challenges through the day. So I try to make sure that's the first thing I do, even before I drink my coffee.
Yeah. What about a favorite food?
Favorite food. Well, I'm a pescatarian, so I would have to say fish and shrimp. I do love seafood.
Yeah, nice. Yep. Country or the city?
Of my favorite?
Yeah, it can be your favorite one, or do you like living in the country or living in the city, either way?
Okay. So the favorite country that I've ever been to, I would have to say, is London. London is my favorite city, place that I've ever been to country-wise. And then I'd have to say Miami, Florida. I love Miami. Yeah. Anytime I can get down to Miami, I get down there.
Sounds great.
I have to get back to London. I haven't been to London in quite some time, but I really enjoyed the people, the food. Even when it rained, I didn't care. It was just such a great place to visit.
Yeah. What sort of advice can you give to others to help them make change in their life?
I will start off always with just writing, journaling, some type of meditation. It could be as simple as taking an exercise class like yoga, or they have the stones where you can, you know, do stones or do affirmation cards, something like that, where you could just be in a space with yourself, to yourself, to try to help you move forward and take those steps.
Nice. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently, or tell your former self?
This is going to sound crazy. I always wanted to go to the military, and I kind of regret a little bit that I didn't. I come from a huge military family. Father, uncles, aunts, all of them went. And I don't know. I just feel like my personality would have fit that really easily. So yeah, if I could go back, that sounds crazy, but I think I would have been in the military.
Yeah, I think that's the first time I've had that one, that answer. Yeah. Oh, well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for your valuable time today, Shauna, and sharing your story with us. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Yes, please, please. So my website is launching this Sunday. I had it revamped. So this Sunday will launch. But if you go over there now and you sign up at www.enannylink.com, I have three printables that you can print, download. One is a kids travel checklist for families that are getting ready to travel. And the other two are Spanish flashcards for children, two pages in colors that are in Spanish. So that's my website. And then my Facebook business page is eNannyLink1. So you can find me there. And Instagram is just Miss Shauna. So yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Igniters, Shauna is a magnet for children. I love how she says there are different seasons in her life and that she is learning how to move through the fear. If you want to find out more about Shauna, go to www.enannylink.com or find her on Facebook as eNannyLink1. If you're a woman who wants to know more about living an adventurous, fun, energetic life, go to my Facebook group, Adventure School for Women.